If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1853. Glute pain. Is your piriformis to blame? And when tight hamstrings aren't what they seem. Both by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, welcome to another Saturday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is just one of a bunch of podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays, that's where I usually answer your questions. Now to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Oh, and hey, if you're in the US, I hope you're having a wonderful holiday weekend. Now, today I do have two posts for you, and I do that when the posts are a bit on the shorter side. So let's get right to today's two posts and start optimizing your life. Glute pain. Is your piriformis to blame? By Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. You've developed glute pain. You did some research, and it seems like your piriformis is too short, too tight, or overactive, and that's the reason for your pain. While it may be true that your piriformis is short, tight, or highly active, often, these are not the root of the issue. And treating these symptoms will only affect the symptoms, not the thing that is making you have symptoms, which means the symptoms will return again and again until the root issue is dealt with. It's not as if you got a defective piriformis that's flaring up all kinds of pain in you. In this article, I'll give you two helpful places to explore to start solving your glute pain. Improve these, and you'll improve the way your hips and glutes feel and function. Problem number one, you don't explore your full range of motion every day. Healthy tissue expresses itself as supple, pliable, and capable of functioning in a variety of ranges. When you don't use the complete range of motion of your hip on a regular basis, you'll slowly start losing the ability to move it through its complete range of motion. And this can create all manner of soft tissue issues like aches, pains, and dysfunction. Think about your daily movements. Even if you're walking a fair bit, squatting and bending a bit during your workday, and doing some kind of exercise regularly, you're still likely only using a tiny fraction of the ranges of motion that's possible for the hip joint. The hip is capable of a significant degree of rotation, in addition to being able to flex, extend, abduct, and adduct. It's imperative that you move your hip through that range of motion regularly if you want to have the tissues that make up the hip and glute healthy and fully functional. And problem number two, your hips don't function well. You don't live in a vacuum. If one pillar of your body isn't working well, another pillar has to adjust to that. When your glutes and hips lose basic function, somewhere else in your body will try to make up for it. These compensatory patterns are a normal part of living with dysfunction. But normal does not mean good. To stop the compensatory patterns, you simply need to make it so your body does not need to compensate. Gray Cook is known for sharing his joint-by-joint approach. Put simply, it's a way to look at each joint in the body and determine how it should function and why it might not function like that. The joint-by-joint approach says, quote, if one joint needs to be more mobile, the joints above and below it need to be more stable. If the joint that's meant to be mobile isn't, then the joints above and below are likely going to have to reduce stability to prop up the mobility that's missing from the intended to be mobile joint, end quote. So in the case of the piriformis, hips, and glutes, the hips are built to be mobile. Your piriformis attaches to your sacrum, which is at the base of the spine, only the coccyx is below it. If the hips become immobile, the lumbar spine is likely to have to shift from being stable, what it's built to do, into being more mobile in order to compensate for the hips. This can create problems for everything surrounding this area, including the development of aches, pains, and injuries. Make your six pillars appropriately mobile, stable, and strong, and you'll have a far greater foundation from which to move and play through life. When Tight Hamstrings Aren't What They Seem, by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. I'd like you to reach down and touch your toes, however you can make that happen. She folded over, reaching her fingers slowly downward. Eventually, she reached the floor, but only because she had bent her knees to a great depth in order to do so. As she returned to standing, I asked her, "Was that hard to do?" She nodded her head. As a high school golfer, coming off 2 years of solid state meet performances, she was trying to ever improve her technique, pique her fitness for the game, and remove any hurdles that stood in the way of her and best golfer status. I had been brought in to work with this athlete on what appeared to be a significant flexibility issue. She and her parents were concerned that her tight hamstrings might be limiting her performance in golf tournaments. I didn't know for sure if tight hamstrings were limiting her golf game, but everyone wanted her hamstrings to be less tight and her overall muscular strength to increase. So we got started with an assessment to gather data about where she was at and where we needed to go from here. Where are the areas for opportunity? Where are the limiters? And how can we address them? Her torso was weak in some of the assessments, and she did compensate into her low back during a few of her bracing tests for her torso control. It was also obvious that her hamstrings were shorter than necessary if she wanted to touch her toes with straight legs. I still wasn't certain the hamstring tightness was a problem for her golf game, but nonetheless, we got to work on that and the other findings from her assessment. In the first 4 weeks, we did not do any passive or active stretching of her hamstrings. Sometimes, a flexibility issue is actually a stability issue. Your body needs proximal stability so it can have distal mobility, meaning you must have a stable base so you can create mobility somewhere else. And if you cannot create stability, you'll have to create it elsewhere, which may limit mobility or power output. In addition to full body strength work, we spent the next 4 weeks working on torso muscle function, organization, and strength. We did drills that improved her neural drive to the muscles of her torso. We went through exercises that required her to brace her core isometrically and do things that required her core to work in harmony with movements of other parts of her body so that her brain could begin to create a movement organization that actually worked for her. We hadn't done the toe touch test since day one. Okay, ready? Let's redo your assessment, including touching your toes. She folded, further, further still. Legs still straight. Her fingers touched the floor, and the bend in her legs looked nothing like how they'd looked that first time. She straightened up, her surprised face spreading out into a huge grin. She and her parents wanted her to get better at her flexibility and her strength. The first 4 weeks of our program to do this showed great progress, and it continued on from there. Sometimes what looks like a flexibility issue is actually a control or stability issue. This is why I do movement assessments with all of my clients, whether online or in person. It's why I felt so strongly about creating and including a custom assessment tool in the Unbreakable Body. I hope you enjoyed this case study and can use it to expand your curiosity for exploring your own areas of opportunity with how your body feels and moves and performs. You just listened to the post titled, "Glute Pain, Is Your Piriformis to Blame?" and "When Tight Hamstrings Aren't What They Seem," both by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. You may remember the last couple of weeks, we talked about finding the right trainer or coach and whether in-person versus virtual training is better. Well, today's posts are great examples of how a good trainer and coach can help you. Like the example of the golfer with supposed tight hamstrings, when you find and invest in the right person, they can save you a lot of time and frustration. Someone that may not be as knowledgeable or experienced may have said something like, "Oh yeah, I agree, it's gotta be the hamstrings that's holding you back. So we're going to start by doing a bunch of deadlifts, butt kicks, leg curls, you know, really attack those hamstrings, and then we'll stretch the heck out of them. That ought to do the trick." Now, this may have led to some results, but maybe not to the same extent that Kate's approach had. Again, a testament to finding the right trainer. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.